Playhouse.
It's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, ABK, Joel D. 8 o'clock in the morning, which means you're 10 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse. 8:10 this morning as we launch into Animals Gone Wild. Now, the reason we're doing this is one third of us has apparently had a crazy encounter with some sort of wild animal. And in this study they did, they defined wild animal as basically something that wasn't a cat or a dog.
So like a squirrel. It could be
anything that's not a cat or a dog. You ever have a crazy Animals Gone Wild, wild animal experience, Joel D?
A lot of them. Where would you like me to start?
Pick an animal.
I mean, I've seen a mountain lion twice. You could call it a panther down in Florida, but the same animal. So I've seen a mountain lion. I almost got attacked by like a random like chipmunk one time up in the mountains.
Chipmunk?
Yeah, it was the most rabid chipmunk ever. I was on Rabbit Ears in Colorado, and this little guy was like, he must like just get food because it was like a place where you could like sit and look out over the Rocky Mountains. And I wonder if he was just like ravaged for like food and he was hungry. But anyway, so he was like attacking me. I got a video of it and he kept coming at me. I've seen bear. I've seen everything. The only thing I haven't seen is like a wolf. That'd be epic. Actually, just in my memories popped up in 2015. I was running up one of my favorite trails in Colorado, came around the corner and I saw this huge brown booty. And I heard this ruffling in the bushes. And I was like, are there grizzly bear in Colorado? Because normally it's like more like Wyoming into Montana and Idaho and whatnot. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden he's like, rrr, rrr, rrr.
No.
Giant moose. And he comes up and he's looking at me. And it's a bull moose, right? And he's looking at me. And I'm like, you are beautiful. And he's probably the length of this studio away from me. Because it was a bend of a trail. And he comes out of this bush and he's like, and he's munching at stuff, but he's grunting at me. And I was like, you are beautiful, and I'm just going to keep running up this trail. And I like slowly backed away while videoing it, and it was epic. He was beautiful. Now, I'll tell you this much. I'd probably rather see a bear than a moose, especially like that time, this time of the year.
Serious?
Yeah. Moose are unpredictable. I'd rather see a black bear, maybe not a grizzly bear, but moose are unpredictable because they're territorial too.
They'll attack.
I like any time we have one around, and it doesn't happen often, but that's because every news headline's exactly the same. You know what it is.
What?
There's a moose on the loose.
Oh.
And every single dingbat reporter that writes it just thinks they're the funniest thing ever. And, you know, I laugh every time, so they might be the funniest thing ever. There's a moose on the loose. It's what they say.
It's the best. I know, wasn't it last year? It came up through Brookings and actually ran through the Jackrabbit football field.
What?
And they had pictures of it in the field. Somehow it was just trying to get away. And I think it made its way up into obviously probably North Dakota. But yeah, when you get them on this side of the state, you know, the flatland state, it's pretty rare and they're awesome. They're one of my favorite animals next to the bison. Bison and buffalo are so majestic. I love them. So any type of wild encounter on that is pretty epic.
When did you have some sort of weird animal encounter? Good morning.
Our home was on 40 acres of land. And once the yard ended, it was instantly like tall weeds and trees.
Uh-huh.
And there was these wild bunnies that used to always be out there. I was outside playing, doing something, I'm not sure. And I heard grass and the weeds rustling. So I thought it was a bunny. So I went up to the edge of the yard and I'm waiting for this little bunny to come out. And all of a sudden, it's a deer. And I'm like 2 feet away from this deer. We're both staring at each other. I just froze. The deer froze, and then all of a sudden it snorted and took off running. Oh my gosh, I was, I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life.
I just like that you each reacted the same way, and that was just that staring at each other pose. Like, what are we doing now?
And you think deer are like so innocent, but when they grunt or they snort like that, it's scary because it's like it's the noise you wouldn't expect from like an innocent deer.
You're calm. You seem calm around wild animals. Like you're talking about this moose, bears. You enjoy it. Oh, look at these magical beasts in front of me. Majestic is what you call them. I'd be freaking out.
Well, the mountain lion, the first mountain lion encounter actually happened, it was a panther down in Florida. That one was kind of sketchy, but I was also like in a sanctuary and it's flat and I could see. The time that I had one actually stalk me in California up on a trail, I was like 4 miles out, and it was really early in the morning. I would run because my dog at the time when we were living in the van couldn't make that type of run, you know, or that length. Anyways, I get up there, and he was probably same thing. Length of this studio, you know, maybe 25 feet behind me, crouched down behind this stump. And I was like, looked at my phone. I'm like, I should probably turn around. I got 4 miles to go back down the mountain. As I turn around, it sees me. I see it. And it's and then I yell some profanities. I screamed because it scared me. And then it took off running down the trail the way I needed to go because I was doing an out and back. And I was like, no, that's the way I need to go. And I was like, what do I do? And I'm just standing there. I kicked this big branch up. And then I grabbed my bracelet that had my paracord bracelet or whatever, had a whistle on it. And I'm blowing that and just waving this branch as I walk down the trail. And that ruined me because mountain lions are so stock. You know, they can just stalk you. They're creepy. Mm-hmm. They're stealthy. But like a bear, you can usually hear their bop, bop, bop. They're not stalking you. Mountain lions, that's sketchy. Bears, everything else, like I feel like you have time to react, or you should be able to hear them. But mountain lion, they're good. They can follow you.
You look delicious,
and you won't know
too.
It. Yeah,
you look like a walking drumstick. You're running with a wild animal.
Can't believe I didn't die. I was riding my motorcycle home late at night, and I see a deer on the side of the highway. I'm like, oh crap, you know, because it's just the thing where I can't quite adjust my speed or swerve fast enough to avoid it. And somehow, by the grace of God, or which guardian angel, whatever you want to call it,
sure.
Instead of continuing to run, you know, across the street, it turned right before it got to me. It went parallel, and so I only somehow I struck it on a glancing blow and managed not to wipe out. And then I got home, and I was kind of doubting if that really ever happened. And I looked on the side of the bike, and I saw, well, sure enough, on the foot pegs, there was fur on it. So somehow I lived, but it wasn't good.
Oh, God. You're running with a wild animal. Amy, have you had one yourself, or are you pretty, it's just you and the cat?
I have. There's one when I was recently, remember my windshield?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, you literally ran into a wild animal.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a turkey, if it was a deer. I don't know what that animal was. I don't think it was a deer unless it was a baby deer, because it was something smaller on the ground, and it jumped up, pew, right in front of my windshield.
Yeah. A furry child.
It was not a child. It was like, I don't know.
A stray cat.
It wasn't a cat either. Did you see what it did to my windshield?
But it's just weird that it was only your windshield. Mm-hmm. Like, there was nothing on your bumper, your fenders, nothing. It was just your windshield.
Yeah, just my windshield.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do remember. I mean, that was a
and
mess.
I had to then drive to get it fixed with that smashed up windshield. That was terrifying.
At least there's no carcass embedded in there.
There
That's
was
a win.
Glass everywhere on the inside.
Yeah, look at the glass half unbroken.
Half
unbroken. Hey, pick your purse in moments, but we would love to hear your wild animal, Animals Gone Wild story. 237 at 6, 3527 for the Playhouse. Y94, home of
Pick Your Purse.
All right, next up with an opportunity to pick her purse is Jo Beth Holt.
And if you haven't looked, the boutique has been updated. Head over to y94.com.
Jo Beth, you are officially on the clock to pick your purse. Let's go.
Register for your free handbag now at y94.com.
The Valley's number one hit music station. Y94.
Well, much like a Fox TV special from the 90s, we're doing When Animals Attack, Animals Gone Wild, your crazy run-in with a wild animal. You know, not a dog, not a cat, but some kind of crazy experience you had with some other sort of animal. A 237 Etsy Text Playhouse 35270. You got one?
Well, we rented this house out and we did not know it was infested with bats until we went in the basement because we were going to smoke cigarettes down there, and we started getting dive bombed by bats flying at us.
Yeah, I'd have to go. I'd be like, I'm good. I'm out of here.
You don't know what they're going to do.
That's our terrifying. Have I told you the story when there was a bat in my house?
I don't know. So this is, yeah, go
my
ahead.
My family thought it was a mosquito. My sister saw it. And they're like,
what
are you sure?
What kind of mosquito?
They questioned. What? My sister's like, there's a bat in the house. My family convinced her it was a mosquito that she saw fly by or a fly. I come in, dive bombs for my head. I run to the bedroom, lock the door. I don't let anybody else in my bedroom. I hear everybody in the living room screaming, running around. Yeah. My mom's like, Michael, get it. Finally, my dad captures it. And instead of just being a normal human catching it, he caught it in a leftover container. and put it in his trunk so he can drive out to the country and let it out. Just let it out in the driveway.
In the country?
That whenever he went to go drive it and let it out, he opened it. The bat was gone. The bat escaped his trunk.
Oh, what if it got into the actual car?
Oh.
Can you imagine you're just driving all of a sudden a bat's like bapping in your face?
Oh, but like God, making a nest in your hair?
Yeah.
Your crazy experience with a wild animal, 237, it's text 35270. And if you're Joe Beth Holt, we want to let you pick your purse.
It's like strawberries, watermelon sugar.
Y94 over the Playhouse in the morning. We're talking about your wild animal encounters. You got such a thing? You got a good story like that?
I do have a good animal story, but first, can I just ask, with all of Jolie's like travels and now all of these crazy like rabbit chipmunks and crazy cougar stalking, how has he not been on an episode of like I Survived or like Tried Out for a Loan or, you know, like a Dateline special or something now?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, I know the PBS special is coming out, but like, is that like the next thing? Are you going to be like on I Survived? Or I feel like that's coming up next.
I wish. I don't know. I should do some sort of like Survivor show or something like that. I'd probably do really good.
I feel like an Alone tryout is like coming up for you. So, but I do have a good animal story. So when I was in high school, our dog was missing. And so I was sent out to go find him. And he was just like a, like maybe 35-pound, 40-pound little medium-sized dog. And so I went out looking for him, was calling for him. And here I see, you know, dog-shaped animal walking down the sidewalk. And it was dark out, so it was just kind of in the shadows. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, oh, here he comes. And so walking down the sidewalk, and finally, you know, this shadow gets under the street light, and not my dog, it is a fox. And I mean, this thing, a fox, yep, walking right towards me like it's my dog coming at me. Like, not a care in the world, wasn't afraid of me at all. And I'm like, nope, you're not my dog, and I don't want to take you home. So I took off running towards the house, and I'm like, what in the heck? And everyone's like, oh no, the dog's inside. We forgot to tell you. I'm like, well, thanks a lot. I almost took a fox home, so that's cool.
I'm glad you don't get rabies. That's a plus.
Yeah, fox, usually when you see them, especially in that encounter, they're probably rabbit. You know, they're like walking at you for a reason, because otherwise they want to run away from you for the most part.
If they're, if animals are calm, that means it's bad.
Well, if the, if
those specifically.
Yeah, I mean, in any case too, I guess on some aspect, if they actually are coming up to you and it's an animal that should be running away from you and it continues to come up to you, you're either going to get rabies or you're going to get attacked, one of the two.
How many times, though, have you seen that news story of like, well, families had to give up their puppy that they've had for a year after they realize it's a fox? Like,
I would love a fox. There was one time when I was in the van, speaking of, too, I know, there's, I have all these van life stories. I was in Montana somewhere, and I just happened to park my van, like, on this random little side road thing. And all of a sudden, I have a video of it, and there's, like, six baby fox. And then the mama fox was just sitting out, like, guarding. And it was the cutest thing ever, and they're frolicking around and playing and running underneath.
I'm getting a pet fox today.
I wanted one so bad.
What's the woman in the North Dakota bar that just brought, she, like, brought, like, a, oh, yeah, a raccoon or something in there?
That's that same thing, though. You know, at some point, she's just like, this is adorable. This is my new pet raccoon.
You can tame them. You know, I always wanted a pet skunk. I don't know if I'd ever do it, but it sounds cool.
Your wild animal encounter. 237, it's tanks 35 to 70 gram. A couple of more of these.
And the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack. And fish go blub. And the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's no sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
It's the Morning Playhouse.
Bongo cha cha cha.
That's Y94 on the Playhouse. Talking about your animal gone wild, wild animal encounter.
I used to be an officer for LAPD and worked in the valley. And we got a call for a cougar. And we're we got on the call, and we're looking around thinking we're not going to see anything because surely it went back in the hills. And we're walking around, my partner and I, and we're at this fencing, and my partner's down a ways, and I'm about 4 feet away from this fence, and there's trees, and I see a tail, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a cougar right there, 4 feet away from me.
That's terrifying.
Seriously, brings back memories. Sketchy.
I got a call about a cougar once, but she was too old for me.
She was chasing you down, or you could outrun her?
You run in with a wild animal?
My backyard was a field, and me and my kids, we decided to go exploring in the field, right? Knee-high weeds, everything. And I stepped on something, and when I looked down, it was a snake. Me and the kids ran. Like, I almost took my little one out trying to get away. It was fight or flight, and I decided to flight. If you see me running, I'm protecting you. Run with me.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you have scooped up a kid? Just got to run with a kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to protect you. If you see me running, run. That's my protection.
But imagine, though, you step and you are wondering what you're stepping on. A snake? Ugh. First reaction, yeah, run.
Probably out of there. Were there some more texted animal encounters? Amy K.
Someone said, not my story, but my parents' story. They were driving home from somewhere and they ended up hitting a hawk. My dad pulled over to see if it was okay, and when he bent down to see if it was okay, it dug its talons into my dad's hand, and at the same time, this father and son had pulled over to the side because the father wanted to show his son what the hawk looked like. Well, my dad had all these cuss words flowing through his head, but it didn't come out because he's a nice guy and he didn't want to freak this kid out. But these talons were like 2 inches dug into his hand. Needless to say, he had to pry them out after the father and son left. So he showed them.
No, thank you.
What the hawk looked like while it was still attached to him.
Bad move. Bad move. There would have been.
Yeah, that's a better man to me.
That doesn't even make sense to me why you would do that.
Like, was it dead, or did you have to help it along a little bit?
I think
so you didn't get. Yeah, he would have had to help it along.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did the hawk live? That's what I want to know, when it flew away after it dug its talons into you.
Probably not after he was trying to take it out.
Kind of sounds like probably no.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably no. You're running with a wild animal?
When I was probably maybe 10 or so, my dad took us to the USS North Carolina as a battleship. So I kind of wandered off. Well, there's a bunch of alligators all over the place, and I kind of wandered too close to them, and one of them had me a little bit cornered, and they hissed. Kind of thought, like, maybe I'm too big for it to eat, but maybe it was hungry.
Yeah, I never want to be close enough to an alligator to know that they can hiss.
Yeah, they hiss. I know that. I've been close to
them, too.
Yeah, they, it's a weird thing. And their mouths are open. It's a weird encounter. That's for sure.
I'm going to start calling you Joel Exotic, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Animal King. Joel Exotic.
Yeah, there's down in the Everglades, there's a ton of them down there.
Yeah, I'm never going to know.
Yeah, I found out. Don't do it. Don't do it.